Dr. Mike Wilcox.
Hello, Dr. Mike. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well, fellas. How about you guys?
Well, I'm glad we got you in today because there isn't much other time to get you in before August 3rd, Thursday, as RBB will head back to school. You have a wonderful confluence happening. You have the Monroe County Fair. You have back to school. You have all these wonderful things going on in so little time to get them all accomplished. Tell us how you do it.
Well, you know, I'm surrounded by great people, and the great educator Bob Pachinko once said, "School is a miracle every day." You know, the bus is rolling, we get everybody here and get everybody educated and fed and sent back home. It's a miracle every day. And we have our new teachers coming in on Friday for orientation. The day before that, Thursday, we have our new substitute teachers come in. We do an orientation with. And then next Wednesday, the entire staff comes in for a teacher work day, and then buses roll next Thursday morning.
Very exciting times, and you mentioned you're surrounded by really good people. Congratulations on your new contract extension that you received from the board.
Thank you so much. I'm very grateful of the support and confidence that they have and that our community has, that we really feel like that we're headed the right direction and that we've been able to accomplish a lot of good things. And I give all the credit to the folks around me. They work hard and do great things. And that includes our kids and our parents and all of our folks. So we're all in this together. We've got different responsibilities, but we're all in this together. We think that RBB is pretty great place.
Dr. Wilcox, you have a new assistant superintendent.
I do, Dr. Jerry Sanders. We were sad to see Rod Height, our assistant soup and former principal at Edgewood Junior High, leave us. But there's only so often that the family farm comes back available and to build your dream house on. So he had that opportunity to go back home in southeastern Indiana, and so that opened up the door, and we interviewed many wonderful candidates, and Dr. Jerry Sanders. Jerry had been assistant superintendent a number of years up at Martinsville, and prior to that had been principal and teacher at Green Township there in MSD of Martinsville, and then the last 2 years had the opportunity to go to his alma mater, Kentucky Christian University, and be the dean of the College of Education down there for the last 2 years. But kids and family were still up here, and after 2 years of pursuing that dream, he said he still had a lot of gas in the tank and felt young and wanted to be a part of what we had going on here. So we're excited to have him here. He's off to a great start, and it's going to be a great fit here at RBB.
Now, one of the things that's going on is long-range planning. What does that involve?
Very good. We have had a total of 6 meetings, the board, myself, Rod, and now Jerry, the architect, our attorneys, and Dr. Jim Halleck, who's facilitated meetings. We had 2 meetings dating back to April and May, and then we formed from that a broad-based committee that involved people from the community, parents, and all. It was a total of 32 people, and we took tours of all buildings, all 5 academic buildings, ECC, our Early Education Center, our central office here, have gone through, and that committee met a total of 4 times, and they put together a total of 17 page report that they presented to the board at the June board meeting, that presented the board with a number of options that they saw as we move forward and plan. Maybe as I had mentioned before, between the years of 2020 and 2025, we are retiring our debt, and that includes the what we owe on the 2 newest elementaries, the primary school and the intermediate school, couple roofs, the renovations of the high school, junior high, and in 2018, We need to start reissuing those bonds as they retire about 2 years ahead of time, and to take care of what we need to do to keep our buildings up where they need to be. And with doing it this way, we're going to be able to do this and not raise our taxes for our taxpayers any at all. So that's a great thing about this. So we're going to kind of swap debt, so to speak, meet our needs and accomplish a few of our wants even as we move forward here and what we want to do academically and extracurricularly. And also, again, we're going to be able to do this without raising taxes at all. So that's it. That's an extra exciting part of all this.
We're speaking with Dr.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're speaking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, who is the superintendent of the Richland Bean Blossom School Corporation. And one of the things that you have in RBB is arts is very big and band is big. You have a new band tower. What's that mean?
Yeah, we had approved the other night a new band tower, much like that you see at surrounding high schools that have the larger band programs. The tower that stands to where if you go to any competitions, district, regional, or state, you'll see the where the judges sit and all. And during practice, it's very helpful. Just like at say a football practice, you'll see the coach up on some sort of lift or something, watching the plays from up above. The same is true with the band director, looking down at formations just as the judges will. And for a number of years, we had used the lift, and all in the time came that we just put in a permanent safe fixture for our people to use and for our kids to benefit from. So as you come up Edgewood Drive there on the far side of the parking lot away from the building, we will have that structure there of where the band practices. So we took bids on that, and the band parents contributed $7,500 towards us. We are very grateful to our band parents, and the remaining about $2,900 and some change, $29,000 and some change, was our best bids for that. And so we were able to get that accomplished. And in the next couple of weeks, we will be getting that structure up. So a great progress for our All-State Band marching program.
Now, Dr. Wilcox, one of the things that's new, too, this year is a new football coach.
Yes, Brian Rosenberg has stepped in and doing a great job. We've got great numbers that he's getting kids out, and they're issued equipment last week, and kids are in the weight room, and also we're
well, it's a tough start when it's 95 degrees every day. Hey, let's start. Put your helmet and pads on. Let's get out there. Everybody's staying hydrated. That's the good news.
Yeah, that's the good news. And you know, one positive thing, and I'm actually, as I think back, I'm almost jealous. I'm thinking, where was this schedule back when I played, when school started early, or school starts early now, and we don't have really traditional 2 days at all anymore, whereas we used to have 2 weeks of full pads and an extra 3 or 4 days of, helmets and all that were, pro pads, so to speak. And so I'm jealous of the schedule that our kids have now, that they don't have to,
that's
have
right,
to worry about those 2 days.
You spent 2 weeks of summer working at football on 2 a day practice because you couldn't do anything else
exactly.
After practice. You were dead.
We were so excited for school to start, we couldn't stand it.
It's true.
Dr. Wilcox, let's talk about that August 3rd start. That's kind of early, but what does it mean, and how do you pull off that schedule? And is it because you have the 2 weeks at spring break?
Yeah, it 2 years ago, we did the last year's calendar and this coming year's calendar and mapped it out. And, you can do the 180 student days, basically, however you want. But at the same time, here, we try to work with Hoosier Hills, our great vocational school. We try to work with Owen Valley, Spencer Owen Schools, because we do share our special ed co-op with them. So it's kind of a juggling act of getting everything squared away there. And when this was set in motion, just like I said, almost 2 years ago now, this 1 year and 1 year only, there's a conflict with the fair. And so we talked with the good folks over at the fair and looked at who that was going to affect with our kids. So any of our kids that have any projects or animals or anything with the fair, nothing will be counted against them. But we do ask that it is legitimate, that they do have something at the fair. And as long as they do have that we will work with them. And if it will work out, we will even send a bus over to drop them off or pick them up so they can at least get in a partial day that first week or so that overlaps with the fair and then the state fair. So this year was kind of a little bit of a juggling act, and as we look at future calendars this fall, we will take all that into account and look at what that would look like if we started the following Monday or Wednesday like that. So this dates back a year and a half to 2 years ago when there was not a conflict with the fair and all. But when that happened, like I said, we took a hard look at it and we didn't want to count against anybody, because we want to encourage our kids.
Absolutely.
To have projects, to have animals and participate in that extracurricular and all. So I think we've got for this 1 year, we've got the best of both worlds, and making the best of it. And then, like I said, we're going to take that into serious consideration as we look at set next year and the year after's calendar.
And how many, is it a two-year calendar that rotates through there?
Usually
okay.
You can do one at a time. It's nice to do 2 years if you can. However, if you do a second year, you run the risk of things happening like we're encountering now. You know, that sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, but we've been pretty fortunate overall. But you know, like I said, we'll work through it, and our kids won't have anything counted against them, and we encourage them to participate. So
1 week from Thursday, the doors will open at the RBB. We'll be, as you mentioned, right in the middle of Fair Week as well. Have fun. We hope everybody gets off to a great start. And when we talk to you at the end of August, geez, you're going to have almost a month under your belt for the new school year.
How can that be?
Exciting times.
Yeah, when all of us were in school, we maybe had a weekend before Labor Day, a weekend school, maybe, if not starting after Labor Day in some cases, and now we're getting in a whole month before. So, my, how times change.
Yes, they have 180 required days. That's a pretty arbitrary number, but we have to do what we're told, right?
There you go. We're all good soldiers.
That's so. Exactly right. Congratulations on the contract extension, and we hope everybody gets off to a great start. We hope to hear about it at the end of August.
All righty, thanks guys for all you do for us.